My name is Beth, and I, like Alyssa, believe all of you are doing great, even being here. It's such a breakthrough night for her, for me, for each and every person here, and we've been praying for each of you and the things that we've been agreeing with for each of you. And I'm here because I see people that I love being taken out of their game. And some of the people that I love, they're not even in their game because of just lies, deception, just lack of knowledge. And over the years, I've been getting more information. I got to go to New York for a year and get information. And we moved here, and I started doing health counseling and health coaching. And like the door got slammed shut. Like your life and my priorities, which is part of health and food, they weren't right. Just with learning to love my husband and be a better wife. And we had a son at that time. And so for 7 years, it's sort of just been accumulating, and I've been walking it out and sharing it with friends here and there. But just recently, I knew there was an open door, and now is the time to get to share it more with people. And I'm also here because of her and realizing that how much we do need each other. Because what am I feeling tonight? I'm feeling like such excitement. I was in the middle of a conversation today at a homeschool conference that ended at 4, and Amanda comes down and she says, I said, is it over? She said, yes. And I just said, I gotta go. And like, I mean, right before this conversation, I ran upstairs, got my stuff, and got, because I was so excited. I'm like, well, I don't think I've ever left the middle of a conversation, but they do. And I'm like, I'll finish up tomorrow. We were just talking about this. I'm like, I gotta get going because I'm so excited. And yet there's this butterflies in my stomach. My neck is so tight. And I just remember speaking like, Lord, whatever it takes, whatever I feel like, no matter what, I'm going to press through this. Like, I'm just determined, because we all have resistance to reach out and do the things we're called to do. And I feel intense resistance, but I don't care. And so your stories inspired me to keep going and do what I know I'm called to do. So.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your stories. I felt like that was so powerful. Like, I feel better. It's just so neat because everyone does bring such a huge piece. Like, just thank you. Thanks for sharing. That was awesome. I'm going to start off by sharing just a small piece of my story. And I feel like there's a million things we could talk about, but I want to try to boil it down to health and what we're, you know, why we're here. And the first thing is, I have had a passion to take care of my family naturally and supernaturally. And when I say that, supernaturally, I believe in just divine intervention from God for healing and health and wholeness. And I actually do walk that out and live that out and command viruses to go in Jesus' name. And I see it happen, I feel like, often. Naturally, I just didn't want my kids to be on drugs. I just didn't. And so, you know, just raising them, I have 5 children. My oldest is 14, and then 10, 8, 6, and 3. And my oldest is the only one that's ever been on drugs one time, and antibiotic. Everyone else I just treated naturally. And I kind of thought that's just normal, but I realized talking to other people, it's not normal. And so then I'm like, oh, I just would love to be able to share some of the different things that I've done. And I would just say that's kind of my roots. Just, I grew up just being treated more naturally as well. I mean, and then probably one of the big pieces God showed me, I was like, what is my story? Why am I here? Like, I'm a musician. I like to write songs. Like, what am I doing? But I realized my mom was supernaturally healed of ovarian cancer, 4th stage. She was sent home literally to die, given 2 weeks to live, when she was about 30. So a little younger than I am now. And I realized how impactful her story is on my life now. And she's walked out just divine healing since then. And you know, this, some people might struggle with this, but she never went back to the doctor after that. You know, it was like, I'm just done. Like, I've had enough. She had a year in and out of the hospital.
And educated him.
But it was really a recognized miracle by the doctors. And she had a very supernatural experience of going to heaven and encountering God. And he said, I'm healing you and choosing you out of a church that doesn't believe in healing, out of a family that doesn't believe in healing, out of a nation that doesn't believe in divine healing. And it was like, wow. So my mom basically, there's that. I guess that's just such a huge piece of my story. I realized that I honestly didn't even know that until a couple days. I'm like, that's a big part of my whole story. My mom was just supernaturally healed. And so with my kids, what does that look like? Just practically speaking, I just You know, Eden kind of has a tendency to get the croupy cough. You know, I have two kids that kind of tend towards that raspy cough when they get a cold. Three of my kids, they don't ever get it. But for me, I'm like, this last probably 2 weeks ago, I was like, this isn't allowed in this house. It has to go. I'm not accepting it. Like, I mean, I just take authority over it. And, but then I also use natural methods. Like, I love essential oils. And so I'd be diffusing Thieves in her room, which, you know, has eucalyptus and lemon and, you know, I don't know if you know any others off the top of your head, but just
cinnamon
and just, it's an awesome, awesome essential oil. I'm like, I diffused that. And I think it was 3 or 4 days later. I'm like, it was totally gone. She never got sick. She wasn't, we went to the pool every day. It didn't stop us. You know, and so that's just kind of a, I'm just like, what's real life? That's real life for me in the last, you know, just couple weeks. The other thing is I love getting to help people. And I see that the more I learn, the more I get to help people. And the first person I felt like really was intentional about helping me, I realized they really came at it from a place of shame and a place of just strict, you know, rules. And when I say like the first person to help me, I mean in the sense of diet, like what are you going to do? What are you going to actually eat? It was when my first three births were in the hospital, and I realized the only thing that I used drugs on was my births. Like I had Pitocin, I had epidurals, like I had the works. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I never have drugs in my life. Like, why am I doing this? I don't even know. I just didn't even think about it. It was like, you're in the system and you just kind of like go through it and you don't even think about it. So my fourth child, I was like, I don't want to do that. I want to do a natural birth. And so pursued a home birth, and my midwife was awesome. Like I always say, like, she's like the Navy SEALs of midwives in Iowa. Now when I say that, I'm like, my trust in her was like, I mean, I totally trust her. She was delivering all the babies, you know, all the chiropractor babies in Iowa. She delivered the most of any of them. But along with that, she was her, you know, her strength was also this, you know, okay, you have big babies. All my babies were over 9 pounds. And having a home birth, that's a bit of a concern. Like if your babies keep growing, typically that's a natural progression. They get a little bigger each time. And she was like, you got to cut out gluten. You got to cut out like all white, you know, white flour, sugar, dairy. I mean, I was like, and I ate pretty good. I mean, I thought I ate better than all my friends. And you're just like, I felt like I was getting ripped to shreds. So it was crazy. And I remember talking to my friends and they'd be like, you eat better than anyone. What are you having? And I'm like, well, and I realized like she was just saying, you know, this would really help you. But I went home and I remember trying it a couple days and I was like, oh my gosh, like I can't do this. I mean, we all know, and that's one thing that we want to teach is like, you can't do things like that overnight. I mean, I kind of was like, oh, I kind of like, oh, maybe I'll try that. Like I see what she's saying about certain things. And then, so I learned that it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work just bam, cut all these things out. But it did kind of give me an interest like, oh, so it's not the greatest to, you know, maybe I do want to cut out some grains. Maybe I do, you know, want to be more focused on like green vegetables, or what does that look like? And so that did give me a hunger. I had two amazing home births then, Eden and Silas, and they're awesome experiences. So. And then the other part in my journey that I feel like was really pivotal was when I was singing, and I was realizing, oh my gosh, I have all this mucus. And I'm like, you know, surely we can get rid of that. And I feel like that's probably something else I carry to the table, is that there's always a way. My mom just always taught me there's always a way. Like, you don't just go, I have mucus, darn it, I can't sing. You know what I mean? So I realized, okay, I was getting ready to record Steve's, my producer, and I was like, I want to maximize my voice for this project. So then I realized I did do, you know, dairy-free, gluten-free, did some really specific things to work that. I'm like, wow, that really shifted a lot in my body. And so then I'm like, okay, so there's something to this. And I'm like, I learned that. Now, so I would say those are kind of some key moments. And where I'm at now is I've just grown, like years and years of learning things. I'm like, oh, now I'm probably doing a lot of things that midwife told me to do. But I thought, she's crazy, you know. But I somehow got here naturally, and it feels good, and I'm happy about it, and it's fun, and I'm excited to share it with others. And so, you know, it's kind of funny how God, you know, he enables us to learn things in such a different way than that. So, yeah, for anyone who's ever tried to do something just overnight, that's not the way to do it, and that's not what this is about for sure. So now, I would say right now I love playing around with the essential oils. Like, my husband, I first brought him home, he was like, oh, like, what are these oils? But now he's like, give me a raindrop, you know, which is a kind of back massage technique with the oils. And I love using them just for colds, flu, the basic things. I love them for laundry, my cleaning, cooking, and your water. I mean, there's just love essential oils. I'm working a lot with coconut oil right now. I just read a really fascinating book on it, and that's just changing my life, coconut oil, because I am dairy free at the moment. I'm doing that. I may not stay in that season, but so I'm making my own coconut milk, which has been super fun. I'm making smoothies and just learning all about coconut oil. It's really a miracle food, and one of the sessions we're going to have is going to be on coconut oil, which I'm super excited about. I also like ferment and do some stuff with kombucha. And then also I would just say I'm in a season of my life where I'm just learning to let go of everything that's hindered me. And I'm like, I couldn't do that apart from God. So I can't, I mean, like, that's really my story, is that, you know, God's love, it casts out all fear and it sets us free. And I realize, I think some of the weight we're carrying is just, it's so tied into some emotional things, you know, and just one of our biggest passions is like to see mindsets changed. And we're going to really focus a lot on that, because I realize as my mindsets are being changed, I'm just getting so much more joy in my own life and clarity in my own life. And I just praise God for that. And I'm just so thankful for him and how he's just worked in my life. And I've had a passion and really done it very tangibly for years, just poured into people spiritually and had Bible studies. And I go to the prison and share the love of God there. We go together. And I'm like, wow, health is just a big part of it too. I just realized, like, the physical body and how it ties in. I'm excited just to help people in that way.
Well, because we've been talking about different stories in health, a couple of things are coming to me. And so I'm just gonna demonstrate something to you. So if you'll just do what I'm asking you to do. So I want everyone to try to stand up. All right, go ahead and sit back down. And then, okay, now I want everyone to stand up. Now, we can sit back down. So much of what I love to release as I hear, and even in my own life, like, try, like, I'm going to try to do this. Actually, I have training in Brain Gym where I actually got certified, and I remember being at this workshop, and they actually taught us how try shuts our brain off. So a lot of times, like, I'm trying to stand up. We didn't do it right away, but it's like, hey, we can follow the crowd. But if you notice, even as you shared your story, and listen, we'll get to use each other's stories, but that's how we learn. So if you're saying that, the cool thing is awareness. You just turn around. You just get to shift that. And so I just bless each of you tonight, like, the trying, like, we're done trying. We're just doing it. And if you find yourself saying that, that's part of what I want to teach people is, why am I saying that? I think it's just a safety net a lot of times. You know, my husband will talk, like, I'll try. Like, okay, babe, like, what do you mean you're going to try? Like, you know, it just feels a little safer. It's sort of your cop-out a little bit. So health, actually, that is health when I say try. And a lot of times what we think of as health is very secondary. When I went to New York, they talk about primary foods and secondary. And actually, when I did most of my coaching, very little time was spent on your secondary foods of your coconut oil. Do you do fats or not fats, or, you know, raw milk, the different physical foods that you're eating, because that's really secondary to your primary foods. And we haven't come up with our own food pyramid, but I know that's inside of me because this doesn't quite fit with my theology. But the primary foods in New York are spirituality, exercise, career, and relationships. So just you being here tonight is food. And I love sweets, actually, and I feel like there's nothing wrong with it. But I will tell you, I've noticed the past couple weeks, I'm like, oh, even when I'm like, oh, I'm tired, I want to get to bed, and I'm like, oh, why don't I want any dessert tonight? And I believe it's because I'm so happy getting to do the things I'm doing and walking out my dreams and destiny and the things that have been inside of me and they're being birthed. And I, even though it feels a little bit, ooh, this is scary, I'm like at this cliff, I'm like, I'm diving in head first. But the more we begin to become aware of what food really is and what health really is, it begins to shift everything. And my story, how I even began the health journey, is I had chronic back and neck pain for well over 10 years of my life, maybe a 9 out of 10. We went from doctor to doctor. One doctor would say, oh, sit on a book this side. You know, I'm in high school. Put a book under one side of your pelvis. You know, your pelvis is uneven. I got some really interesting ideas until I went to the doctor right after we got married, and they x-rayed my back and they did an MRI, and they said, you have a back of a 90-year-old woman, and I forget how many herniated discs, because that wasn't really important to me, because I knew at that moment, I'm not going to accept this. I don't know why. I feel like it was the grace of God. And at that moment in time, I got connected, and I believe that God is always connecting and bringing us the pieces at the right time. And when I was thinking about who am I, and I feel like recently I saw a couple things, like I connect people, but I put puzzle pieces together for people. And I met this woman, this German Baptist woman. She has a bonnet on, the long dress. And I mean, I've been from doctor to doctor to doctor. She spent 2 hours with me. She told me what I knew in my heart, everything that was wrong with me. By the end, I was like, oh my gosh, she started me on some supplements. And I went home and I started taking those. About, I don't know the timeline, I'd have to look in my journal. I'm not sure I wrote it down. About 3 to 5 months into it, all this emotional stuff started to erupt. Now, this was very strange for me because straight-A student, tons of awards this is after college at Purdue. Everyone liked me, you know, like just this people pleaser. So all this stuff starts to come out. I'm like, these supplements are making me crazy. I cold turkey. I stopped them all. And at the same time, my master's is in mental health counseling, so I'm doing trauma attachment-based therapy with these parents, but specifically bonding and attachment with these kids. And I read this book, and this little child who has some attachment disturbances, I'm like, I think like this child does. And so little by little, you know, you get the pieces, and I began to wake up a little bit. And I asked my mom, and I was about from here to where Julie is, and I'm like, well, did you want me, or what was going on? And, you know, her heart just, it comes out, and she's like, no. And I was so angry the whole time I was pregnant. And I was like, okay, wow, interesting. And so then I began to work with a couple different people, and it could be Christian modality, or even I went to the specialized attachment boot camp. And as I just breathed into it, what came up was, please keep me, I'll be perfect if you keep me. And I'm like, wow, that's how I've lived my life. In a chronic, like, you talk about why people have so much autoimmune diseases. God designed our bodies that we, like, there's a snake, you go into fight or flight. Well, we're spending our whole lives in fight or flight, and so our adrenals are getting fatigued, our bodies aren't supported, and they can't do what they're supposed to do. So, but I had no awareness, because when you live a certain way your whole life, you think that's normal. So as I became aware of that, and I mean, it wasn't overnight, and that's where we know it's not a quick fix. There's no magical thinking. Mm-hmm. It's a lie, you know. I mean, we've just been listening to different things, like the 4-hour exercise and stuff. That's not true. I mean, you can make changes, certain diets. I mean, I see people go up and down, and I'm like, oh, it's a lifestyle. And I feel like what I'm learning about health is, it's not this external thing that you put on, or, you know, you put on, put off. It's internal. It's intrinsic. Like, I was thinking driving here, I'm like, I'm healthy. And it was funny because, you know, you say, oh, I had a cookie or whatever. I'm laughing because my son and I are going on a date. You talk about primary foods, and I'm like, oh, I bet he would love to go to the donut shop, because we don't really do that. I'm like, you want to go get a donut? His eyes lit up so... Now, what do you think is more powerful to change his life? Like, going to get a donut, or you can't have a donut. Like, mm-hmm. I saw the difference. In fact, my 3-year-old Derek, he's now 8. I want to go to the store, Mom. What do you want to buy? I'm a 3-year-old. High fructose corn syrup. I'm like, and then, like, we worked with this woman in Indianapolis who just helped us so much with health and nutrition and spiritually, just teaching us things that the Lord wanted to show us. I'm like, what do you want to talk to Catherine about? Fluoride. I just realized then, like, the fear base. I was doing everything from this place of fear. And I mean, going back to my back, I mean, just little by little, I began to change my belief systems. I began to know that the Lord loved me. I began to work with my mom. And, you know, I'm like, she said, I'm sorry. You know, will you forgive me? I forgive you. And let go of the anger and the pain. And even when I had this back pain, and, like, it was so bad, my husband's father said, I mean, I think it's a fair question to ask. Do you really want to marry her? You know, if you marry her, you're marrying her back problems. Which, you know, at that moment, there was this reality to that, where am I going to be able to have kids? I have 3 kids. I just walked 5 miles this morning. I run. I'm just able to do so many things because of the health journey and the path that I've been on. And so just little by little along the way, I feel like where I've gleaned most of my health knowledge is just by working with the people that I've been blessed to work with along the way. And even how I got introduced to coconut oil, this woman in Indianapolis. And I just bless you, Catherine. I love you. Thank you for changing my life. I just said, well, how do I not get stretch marks? And one of our keys is manageable steps. And so she just, in her wisdom and kindness, said, oh, well, just put some coconut oil on the outside of your belly. I didn't know anything about coconut oil. And then the next time I see her, next session, oh, well, if you eat it, it will really help the muscles lengthen. And also, it'll be really good for your baby's brain. Oh, and then she's like, oh, I'm nursing. If you keep eating it, like, it's so good for your baby's brain and it's so good for you. And then I'm learning, and I used to be a size 10 or 12 and have no awareness. And then, oh, by the way, it speeds up your metabolism by about 25%. So by the time Derek is born, like, I'm already back into my other, my clothes that I was. And then I dropped to like a size 6 without even, I got to get rid of this. I got to add, no, it was just such a natural thing as I learned these things and let go of belief systems. And so I'm just so thankful. Number one, I had a friend in college who would kept saying with my back, there has to be a way. I mean, there has to be something you can do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, just so you know, we're all a sunken ship or a sitting duck. If we ever start to come, and even if you come into agreement with it, it's okay. I'm just saying you can change your mind that there's no hope for me. Mm-hmm. There's nothing I can do for my back. I have two options to get surgery. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, at that time, I'm 37 now. I mean, I was probably 25, so I have a 90-year-old back. I guess that's kind of it for my life. Or nope, there has to be a solution. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for all of us, the thing that's interesting is we're all unique. And so often you read a book, it's like, well, this is what I'm supposed to do. But mm-hmm. the health journey for me, the health journey for her, I eat dairy. I do raw dairy, but I eat dairy. I love it. I mean, I'm nursing. If I didn't do it, I really start to flag because I really need the good fats and the milk. But mm-hmm. I think so often we seek to do what everyone else is doing, or someone said, you read this book, well, this is the way to do it. Mm-hmm. And there isn't. It's more like just learning to listen to your body. And that's what I feel like we're really good at, and teaching people, you know, to add in something, to crowd something out. Mm-hmm. What most of us don't realize is, and I didn't till I was watching this homeschool science experiment, and they put it under the in the water, and they're like, well, why doesn't the water go in? And I'm like, I have no clue. And they're like, because it's already full. It's full of air. And so much of our lives, we don't realize we're already full. But I believe most of America, they're really starving. Not, I mean, we could just look at primary. They're starving spiritually and in so many other ways in the primary foods. But then they're physically starving because we've been taught, well, if you want to lose weight, do low fat, or, you know, don't do this. And so there's all this confusion. So what really is the truth? And the thing is, what works for her isn't maybe going to work for me. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's learning to become aware of our body and learn to walk that out. But how do you do that? I mean, you start to take little steps and realize, I can't change everything at once, but maybe what's one thing I can change? Mm-hmm. And we've been looking at some different entrepreneurial stuff, and just that it takes 30 days to add in something new. And so I'll let her share a little bit. Maybe yeah, just things are adding share. In and kind of going on.
Because it's like you're never done learning. I mean, I feel like I'm like learning more now than I ever have about health. And I mean, I think, you know, so it's just, it's fun to always be learning. And one of the things I've always had in my mind to do but never done, I've just procrastinated or just kind of like, I always want to do this one, is get up early. And there's been times when I've gotten up early. It's like I've had seasons, but it's never been intentional. And so this morning I was up at 5:30, woohoo, at Taylorville, walking, praying, saw Beth. but I've been doing that now for, gosh, it's been about a month. And it was hard. I just want to say, you know what was hardest for me was to go to bed early. I like to stay up late, like I'm a night owl, like I like to be up, talk, like let's hang out till midnight, I like to eat late, I'm like, I love full meals at like 10 or 11 at night, that's my worst, like, health habit, I always say, like, my worst thing, I think, is my night eating, so I'm like, I could just eat, like, full meal at 9, the kids are asleep, it's fine, I just enjoy it, but, anyways, so for me, like, changing one thing, my one thing in the last month was I'm gonna get up early, and kind of associated with that is I've worked out regularly for years, really since I had, after I had Sabrina, but I wanted to be intentional about the timing of it. So I was always one of those people like, 10 a.m., I'm going to go running, guys. See you later, you know? Or like, it's 2 or 3, like, okay, you know? And so I was like, really? I realized in my life I could be so much more productive if I was intentional about getting up early and then working out. And my workout is combined with my prayer and just my time alone with the Lord. And so I've been doing that now for 30 days. And it was really hard, especially like going to bed. I'm like, it's like I could see that, like, it'd be like, not like 8:30, 8:45. No! But that for me was like a real struggle. So I've learned how to go to bed early. I don't always, because like I, this is a primary secondary thing. Like I realized adjusting that was like totally adjusting my husband's life too. And so I realized, okay, this isn't necessarily loving to be like, see, I'm going to bed at 9 every night. Have an awesome night. You know? So I'm learning that like, I've kind of done it gradually. There's some nights that I'm like, I'm thinking I want to get to bed. I'm like, no, love says stay up. And that's all about the primary versus the secondary. Being more loving, that's like number one. And I just want to share about just doing, being willing to do what's hard. I think, honestly, I think that may be a key for each one. I think it is a key for all of us. Being willing to make a lifestyle change is hard. And not 30 things, not 20, not 5, not 3, 1. And for me, just that shift, I can tell you, in the last month, I'm like, I've got more done in my life the rest of the day than I ever have in my life. And it's just that one thing has revolutionized, like, my whole day. And our encouragement to you is, like, just that there's, you know, for you, it's like doing one hard thing can totally, like, change your life. I mean, just one thing. And it's not for anyone here, it's not just, hey, you know, rules, regulations. Like Beth and I were talking, like, we're not teaching rules. Like, we're not teaching don't eat sweets. I'm not teaching, like, don't have a cupcake. I mean, my family, like, we have a lot of freedom. Like, we order out pizza every Friday night. I do kind of my own thing, like, with that. But we all eat together and enjoy it. I'm like, Josh gets donuts some Saturdays. Like, I know Beth communicated that some, but I want you to know it's not about rules. It's not about regulations. It's about awareness and alignment. And I feel like for us, I'm like learning what works for me. And for me, honestly, now I'm just kind of getting that. I feel like after all these years, like I realize certain foods just really work well for me. I mean, I'm energized. I'm going strong. Certain foods don't, you know, and they're not the same for everyone. And that's why we're here to teach you and help you find out what those are for your life. I mean, that's part of it. For me, like, I started juicing because my mom started juicing, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm juicing. I'm like, this is how it travels. Like, health travels. The people you're around, you'll start doing eventually a lot of things they're doing. Like, my mom's like, okay. So I started juicing, and, you know, and then Josh, he's like, he always wants to drink it whenever I make it. Now, he's like, what are you doing? Are you juicing? I'm like, yeah. So I always make it for him, and then I think we told some other friends about it, and it changed their life. And then Jody, Josh's sister, was like, oh, I'm gonna get a juicer. Like, I'm over here, and my friend stopped by, I'll give you some juice. And I guess I say that because it's just like, that was just one small thing I made. Like, I started juicing probably a year and a couple months ago. And, you know, just one little thing can change, like, my life, but then impact so many other people. So along with doing, like, the one hard thing and we're, you know, focusing on one thing, it's like you realize one thing can just change, like, not only your life, but massively change the lives of people around you. And I just think that's exciting. It's exciting to get to do that. I'm trying to think of, like, some of the other, I don't know, I was just kind of thinking about that today, how just little things that we do and how we just get to share it. Like, Elizabeth's like, hey, I'm learning the oils now. And, you know, just from talking to people. And I don't know, I guess the thing I was thinking of was just the magic thinking. I mean, I guess that comes to me. We're going to do a five-month program, and Beth's going to touch on that some, but our first, I think it's going to be our first step, so we talked about it, is going to be manageable steps versus magic thinking. And I realized for me, I just had a lot of magic thinking.
So what do you mean by magic thinking?
And I'm going to define it because I'm like, you know, I would love to snap my fingers and my house to be perfectly clean. And I would love to be like, you know, clap my hands and like everybody obeys and listens to me every second of the day, you know. But the reality is, that's magic thinking. And I didn't even know like how many areas of my life were really kind of monopolized by this magical thinking, you know, like, I mean, just a lot of areas. And so we want to teach you about manageable steps. How can I really do this? Like, what's Julie, what's your first step? You know, what am I going to do? You know, and be there for each one of you and saying, okay, because, you know, TJ's first step is different than Julie's, you know, and Sherilyn, like, okay, Sherilyn, she's probably been doing health for, you know, like a while. So it's like, everyone's different, but here I am, I'm doing new steps. I've been on this journey for a long time, you know? And so I'm like getting up early, like that's my new step. And I'm so excited about it. It's changing my life. But yeah, the magic thinking, I really were excited to touch on that. Do you want to go through the thought? I'm like,
well, I was thinking too, what's coming to me is this changed my life. I just started to read this book. And in the book, the whole book is all about resistance. And I literally, read the first, I don't know, I mean, it was a short bit of it. I remember I had 20 minutes before I had to go, and I'm like, I don't care. I went outside, I started running, and I'm like, I just started to declare different things about who I am and what I know is true about my destiny. And why is that significant? It's significant for all of us because I had no idea that resistance, like I might have thought, oh, I mean warfare, but I had no idea that resistance warfare is just such a, I wasn't aware or conscious. It was like click, click, click from the subconscious up. And so when I became aware of that, it's changing my life in the sense, like, was it hard to put this together? Yep. You better believe it. I mean, like, I mean, homeschool conference, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm starting at 5, 3 kids taking them. Like, Liza was crying. But it doesn't matter when we begin to realize that we all have resistance. Because I think that was a way that it was sort of taking me off the horse because I experienced this resistance. It's hard. Oh, I don't think this is right versus, nah. It is hard and it's okay, and we're all experiencing our own resistance. So that was one piece I feel like that really we get to talk about these things a lot, and it's really been changing our life. So I just wanted to, if you felt resistance to come here tonight, it's okay. I mean, I assume each of you did in your own way or just had things. I mean, look what you had to set aside to come, you know, so.
What's the name of that book?
The War of Art.
Yeah, and I know for me, like, one of the motivations, this is just kind of, I just wanted to throw this in, like, one of the motivations was just God saying, you won't be able to fulfill your call unless you do this. And I was just kind of like, and you might think, oh, some massive call, no, take care of 5 kids. I'm like, I'm not talking about something, like, beyond what life is here. I mean, yeah, I mean, I have dreams and things that I think will happen and I'm going to see, but I'm like, If all it was, which is a huge thing, is to take care of and love my family alone and the lineage that I have, the heritage, all that, I mean, that's a great reason. And I realized the Lord just being like, you're going to have to train. Like, it was almost like he gave me, like, train like an Olympian, like, train, like, fight for it. And that put that drive in me. I mean, that was, like, I don't know, probably about 6 or 7 years ago now, 5 or 6, something like that. And that was, like, a big why. That was, like, it came to mind when it was hard. You know, you press through the resistance. Why do you press through resistance, Beth? You know what I mean? Okay, I know it's there. I got to press through it. Why? You know, we all need a reason. That's another thing we're going to touch on together is finding your why. You know, what is your reason? And that, I honestly believe when you find your why, it's just like everything shifts because you have a reason. It's not just, I'm just trying to fight the battle. I don't know why, but I'm doing it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's okay if I say something. I don't know if something came to me. And a couple things, but I think something said was individualizing it towards each person and what their needs are versus just like, every single one of you needs to be gluten-free and meat-free and dairy-free. You know, like, because I feel like really individualizing it towards each person needs and what's best for their body. And one experience I feel like I've had personally with both these ladies with Alyssa is I will bring a blanket to her house in the winter because it is still freaking cold all the time. And Alyssa's, like, burning hot. And she's always been, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need a jacket. This mall's so cold. Like, Alyssa's always had, like, this really warm. I'm like, girl, you weigh like 90 pounds. Like, how can you be so hot all the time? And then with that, we went on a trip, and I bought this book, and so I went gluten-free, meat-free, dairy-free. I mean, listen, everything free. I did it for a whole month, and I still look like this. Like, I did not lose any weight. I was so pissed off. lot of meat. I don't think I've ever seen a woman eat as much meat as this woman eats. So, but that's individual for Beth's body. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And like, that was something so amazing for me learning about you guys was for Alyssa, mm-hmm. she might need to be dairy free, but Beth doesn't need to be dairy free. Mm-hmm. And just really, I really appreciate what you say about individually as it, because for me, I've done all these books that I had to fit into this mold. Like I had to be carbohydrate, you know, couldn't eat any carbs, and then I couldn't eat any fat, and then
I couldn't eat anything.
And I would just shift, you know what I mean, like roller coaster. And I just want to say I really appreciate that. That's something I admire with both of you, is really saying, hey, it's not just that we all fit in the same box. We don't. Figuring out what it is best for each person.
And a note on the heat that I learned is that a sign of being warm is that your metabolism is highly functioning. So if you're cold a lot, your metabolism is very likely very low. And since I've been doing coconut oil in the last 3 months, I'm like so hot. And Josh and I used to always be, even though I was like warmer than you, Josh and I were always like, I had the like the seat, you know, heater on, and he had the air on, like literally, like it would be that, like even the summer, I'm like, freezing. And now that I've done coconut oil for, I'm like, I don't even know, like 2 months, I mean, really heavily, I've used it minimally for years, but like since I've been intentional, like I'm getting a lot of it, I'm so hot, I'm like sweating all the time, like, oh my gosh, I'm like super, super warm. But that just means your metabolism's kicked in, and that's really a healthy, healthy thing. There was recently a book that I was kind of reading bits and pieces of, and that was one of his biggest things, is the whole idea is to get hot, and he had like this, you know, hot, you know, hot chicks group club. He said, the chicks, you're supposed to get hot. And I was like, God, I mean, it was just kind of funny. Like, but really, like, if you can get, I mean, if you, that's like a great way to gauge where your metabolism is at. Is that?
So you cook with coconut oil, but you just spoon it and eat it? I mean, how do you eat so much coconut oil? I mean, I fry my egg in a coconut oil, but I don't eat tons of coconut oil. And I am froze all the time. Yeah. And I've learned about my cortisol level because of weight loss. No weight loss, all stress, all the time.
And so cortisol is just a reflection of if you're in fight or flight right now. So all day today, like my neck being so tight, my back being so tight, it's just this excitement, this, oh my gosh, I'm about to do something I've never done before in a way. So a lot of times that's what's happening. The cortisol slows down metabolism and different things in our body. It also is, I'm seeking to think of a pleasant word, it's also just taking away from your adrenals. And so what do I mean by that? Like think of your adrenals as like a fuel tank. So the more we're in this fight or flight or cortisol is being released, then your adrenals can get lower and lower.
But that affects your weight loss, right?
Absolutely.
Because that's what I've been learning. I don't know if that's anything.
So it's all part of the hormonal system. Yeah. And I feel like, so like how do you use coconut oil? We are going to have a whole session on that. But I know some of you aren't going to do our 5-month program at the end. So when you look online, if you just want to look online, like, uses for coconut oil, there's tons of sheets, and we did prayerfully consider, do we bring sheets, do we bring this? And we knew what we were giving, and that's one area I've grown in. This is all food. So you ever gone, Olivia was saying, oh, I feel so stuffed from going to dinner tonight, but we all know that feeling when we feel so stuffed. So if we give you too much information, you walk out of here, I have no clue what to do, you don't feel good, versus hey, what did we really give you? What's one manageable? So as we do finish up, we have your one sort of takeaway. But with the coconut oil, I mean, just a few quick ways. Like, I do cook with it. You can put it in smoothies. Yes, you can eat it by the spoonful.
You could use it like you would butter. I mean, put it on your bread. Like, yeah, there's countless, countless ways. Yeah.
Yeah. And my husband, I mean, he's not a big fan, but he knew. I mean, because coconut oil not only speeds up, I mean, like, also, there's like it's 1,000 like a, things for coconut oil, like get rid of parasites, different things like that. So,
Josh eats it by the spoonful, and I'm like, it's so funny because I can do apple cider vinegar and down that stuff, and a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not. I'm like, no, I'm like, I just don't mind it that much. But then he can do spoonful with the coconut oil, and I'm like, I don't like the coconut oil on its own. Like, I can't, you know. So it's just funny how each person can do something different, but he will. Josh will be like, you know, I'm doing my coconut oil. You know, he's just like, he'll just do it because he knows it's good for him. You know. So, but I have some ideas, and we can talk about that more, too. But incorporating that.
Because now I know I'm froze all the time. I mean, yeah. I go in an air conditioner, I'm froze. I'm like, turn up your air.
Yeah, and I do think a lot of us don't get enough fats in our culture, but there's this fear with fats. And I think, again, we don't realize how our mind and what we've been taught and the fears associated with various things. So the biggest thing I feel like is, like when, I don't know how many of you before tonight or maybe to the extent have thought about food as so much more than what you physically eat. And we thought about, well, do we serve kombucha tonight? Should we make some of our gluten-free? And actually, I just wanted to keep it with the primary foods with what we were giving. And so I kind of had this picture of like, okay, I'm pulling out your takeaway, your little goodie bag that we're giving you is in this bag is the possibilities are limitless. So what is it in your life, the one thing that you're feeling like that could never happen? For me, it was like, hey, I had a choice. You know, I could have went this way with my back or I could have went this way. I mean, some of you mentioned weight. And I actually think maybe for a lot of you, it's so much more than just like a physical thing, like a weight. I mean, maybe some of you know you need to make this career choice or do something that you've known you've been supposed to do for a long time. But I'm going to give you, we're just going to give you, let's just do like 2 minutes. I just, and really probably the first thing that comes to you. But what is that one thing? Because no matter what you do after tonight, you can still take this amazing gift and think it could change your life. Just like, I think for me, the thing that really broke free is that, oh, it's okay, like resistance. And it's okay if it's hard. So I too have been getting up early. And I mean, there's a couple of days, like, my whole body was screaming at me, please don't get out of bed. I'm like, nope, I'm just going to do it. And what I feel like in my life, like she says it's changing her life, I literally didn't realize, but my days were taking control of me versus me taking control of my days. And it's really been powerful. But that could be, like, way down the road for some of you. But what's the one thing that all things are possible and you haven't been believing it is possible? So we're going to give you a couple minutes and then finish up. you want to, in like 10 seconds, if you want to share. Some of you, it's going to be too personal. But what I love is somehow, I mean, this is a group, you have support here tonight. If you want to share the one thing, that the stuff that you're going to work on, please do so, just for the community of people to support you. So if you want to, and if not, then the next person, just go ahead.
I want to work on possibilities and not saying things like it's impossible for me to run across the street to the house again, which I do believe that. But it's like impossible. I'm just saying, opening the door to possibilities in my mindset and changing my mindset and what's possible.
Yes, I think for me, I'm kind of about 10 days into a kind of a new journey of really changing the way that I think and just believing that God's got it covered and like believing for healing. I've had kind of an ongoing problem with reflux and it comes and goes and there'll be seasons where it's really good and I really think that it's related to what I'm thinking in the season and that when I am believing God, God, you know, I am healthy. Like, and you know, just, and believing that, and believing God for his just continual healing in our lives every moment, that he's healing us, he's making us whole. So I love when you said that whole 30-day thing, because I've been so encouraged the past 10 days, because I'm like changing the way I'm thinking, and I felt much better, I can like tell, but I like, okay, just keep pressing forward, you know, I think it's easy to just be like, I got this, you know, so I think for me to just keep pressing forward and go and not letting myself be lazy in that. Just keep taking every thought captive and going, okay, I got it really. You'll be watching that. So that's it.
For me, a couple things came up. I have trouble letting go or not being in control. And I tried so many times to let God know that God has it. He's got it for me.
That's right.
And I've got to let him do that because it's overwhelming and it's stressful and it's too much. And so have faith in him that he can do what he needs to do. And also take care of myself so that I can take care of others, especially my family. That is my whole being, is I want to take care of them. And I can't do that well if I'm not taking care of myself.
It just always happens to me. Father God knows how stubborn I am and how I want to be in control. So this is the third meeting today that I've been in that we've talked about the same thing. One was with Rebecca, who's a wonderful person. I hope you all get to meet her someday and work with her, and then with another friend. But it all was based on that I need the bread of life. I need the manna from above. I don't need the bread on the table, the food on the table. You know, we need to live. We have to have something to live. But I mean, it's letting go of that control and placing all your trust in God. Not just a little bit, because you had a good day. So this, okay, this is a good day. But on a bad day, it's like, oh, no, I know. You're not in my life, because you wouldn't let this happen to me if you were. So, but I like the bread of life is what's really stuck with me today. And I don't know why it keeps repeating, because he's just thinking maybe you'll get it now. This is the third time today. You should be getting it.
I would just say that that I think for most people, even when you're a small child, you have words that are spoken over you. And while churches teach the Word of God, they don't teach what words can do to people. And like when you're growing up or somebody says you can't do this or you can't do that, but the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And for me, I can get pretty feisty. And I can say, you will not take the destiny, my destiny, that God set out for me before the foundation of the world. I will complete it. But I have to be well. I have to be whole. I have to be delivered. And
just the when you were talking about your mom, I just have been reading this book called The End of Rejection. And it's just a plan of the devil to take us all out. And if you let him, he will. But he's not going to take you out. I will be healthy. But it's a fight, because our war isn't against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and the darkness. What's it done? But you can win.
And even coming into agreement, this is another, just a nugget of gold, truly. You know, like, not only not trying, but truly, I really believe, like, I'm healthy. Like, even, like, I feel like for so long we told ourselves I'm so unhealthy. But why are we unhealthy? Oh, because I eat this cookie. Or, but is that coming from the inside? Like, what makes us healthy on the inside? I mean, if we know Jesus and we're born again, he says we get a brand new life. So I've not known this until now, but this is, we are healthy. We really are healthy. And a righteous tree bears righteous fruit. But so often we don't agree and we don't know who we are. So then we're like, oh, I made a mistake. So now I'm this horrible person. Nope, you made a mistake. Turn around. It doesn't change who we are. And so perhaps it's just that as a foundational belief of just knowing, hey, we are healthy. Mm-hmm. Yep, do we make, you know, different choices? And I think most of our choices aren't even, again, with the physical food we're eating. I think it's the anger we're holding on to. It's the resentment. It's the judgments. And you know what? I think it's the judgments upon ourselves. Someone called me today and said, hey, I'm not feeling good. Like, you know, I mean, he has some stuff going on in his life. And you know what the Lord told me? Which I was like, he said, tell him to love himself. And I just, you know, I texted back and said, I don't know all that that means, but I feel like the word says love a neighbor as yourself. I mean, how much of knowing who God says we are and embracing that, it's life changing. But I'm just agreeing for those of you, you know, you came, you're healthy. You start to align with that and see what doesn't literally fall off of your life and the things that have been cluttering up space and stuff. Go. You know, the glass is full. If it's not full of what you want it to be filled with, if I go put some coconut oil in here, the stuff that's in here that I don't want has to go bye-bye. So that's part of what's the impossible and what do you want to add into your cup so that the stuff that's in there that you don't want has to go. But I think we haven't added in the crowd out. And that's really important. So anything you're going to take and, you know, change, add something in that you want, and it makes the other stuff go. So does anyone else want to share?
All right. I just want to say that I just have faith for each one of you and whatever you're facing. That's what I feel more than anything when we're out running or like declaring these things. There were specific people that were coming tonight. I just want to say, like, sometimes you just need someone to believe for you. I mean, sometimes you're like, I don't even believe. I'm like, so, I mean, part of it's just walking with other people who are like, you can do this. Like, I know you can. Like, I'm going to see you through it. You know, I'll help you. And that's, I mean, I feel like I just have people on my radio that I'm like, I believe for you. Like, I believe for you to be free in every way, right? Spirit, soul, body, like the whole package, you know? And so I just want to say that's part of what I feel like I bring to just relationships and friendships is like, nope, I believe for you. Like, that's a lie. Nope, we're not going there. And honestly, most of the lies, I mean, there are ones that are projected on us, but most of us, it's our own lies that we're believing. It's our own mindsets that we're choosing to think on. It's usually, I mean, there are other people's, but I'm like, oh, so I just want to say I have faith for all of you. Whatever the one thing is, I'm like, I will stand with you and believe for you. I mean, I do. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. And knowing even that you came. And I feel like even I asked some people here specifically, like, you know, those of you, like, you're everyone coming, supporting us, even when you watch the video, like, part of my dream is to help people, but you guys coming, like, it's fulfilling a dream, like, we're supporting each other so often without even realizing it, so I appreciate what each of you shared, and it really did, I mean, it's an honor that you guys would open up and share and come, and I'm excited as well for your, you know, the limitless possibilities that are in your life, and basically, we had this workshop. One, we wanted to give away really valuable stuff tonight, and I really believe that that's happened. But also, we wanted to offer an opportunity where we have a follow-up and get more detail, like more into specific things, knowing that there was no way we could do that in 90 minutes. So right now, as we prayed about it, and it could shift a little bit, but I mean, we just continue, and what's this really look like? So the five sessions will be, the first one is mindsets versus magic thinking, right? Or
manageable steps.
Oh yeah, manageable steps versus magic thinking. We're going to talk about medicinal oils, and we'll send out an email to, I mean, you can write it down, but and then the another one is your mindset, but really, what's your why? And without that, I know for me, I don't have focus, and it's hard, so you want to quit when it gets rough. And then miraculous foods, and that's where coconut oils really changed my life. And when I was doing my health coaching, that was always probably one of the first things I taught people to add in to crowd out. And so coconut oil, fermented foods, sampling, like if you want to go dairy-free, like her coconut milk, and probably more of a time where even we make some things some together workshop, yeah. So you actually see. And then, was that the fourth one? And then I think the fifth one is more of keeping your momentum, and how do you really embrace this as a lifestyle? Like, it's just who I am. I'm healthy. And that doesn't, it's not change versus going and having whatever it is you think is the bad thing in your life, because I could name a bunch and those would feel different. I know I was in California with a friend and I was having a conduct break. She's like, that's not who you are. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I enjoy dessert. Like, it's just, I mean, that's so secondary. So, and with that, so we're firming up whether we're going to do it on Tuesdays or on Saturdays. So I know that will impact some of you, but just in primary foods, honoring our husbands and what they would like for us to do with that. And then the 5-month program is $150. Or if you find a buddy or you bring someone to do it with you, then it's $75 a piece. Or if you bring two people and they split the $75, then it's free for you. So we will email out more of the details. But
details, and if we don't have your email, I think a lot of you do, but if you think I may not have your email, feel free to leave it with us tonight. And we're excited. I mean, either way, like for us, it's not, we were talking about, like, I mean, we're excited to take people on a journey because God's given us real, just a vision for it and strategy and a passion for it. But we want to see your life change. I mean, whether or not, you know, you do that or, you know, I'm like, many of you I know I have a relationship with, so it's not like, I know I'll help you and I'll always feed Ashley when she stops over. And but we are excited about what we're doing, and I'm like, we feel like it's just, it's exciting for us to actually get organized about what we've learned, honestly. I mean, so I'm like, I just realized, oh my gosh, I've learned so much. I didn't even realize how much I knew until I sat down and started like writing out, like, what did I learn? Like, so it's fun for us. We do feel like we have there's a wealth of information, and probably more than information, it's, I feel like, just this revelation and passion that can really connect with your heart and just, you know, keep you motivated and take you from step to step. But know that obviously just there's no, you know, no pressure from us in any way, but also know that we're passionate about it and we're excited to partner with you. So, and feel free to spread the word. We're going to meet again on Saturday morning. And so if you have any family or friends that you think of to send our way, or.
And I bet Saturday will look completely different than today. Yeah. I mean, it's just the things we've been thinking, well, what are we going to share? We have so much to share. So there'll be new things to glean. If you do, just say, hey, can't do the 5-month, or you just want to come and learn more or get some more support. So
yeah. So thanks for coming, everyone.
Thank you.